Chapter 6. Origin of the Nephilim. When men began to multiply on earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of heaven saw how beautiful the daughters of man were, and so they took for their wives as many of them as they chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not remain in man forever, since he is but flesh. His day shall comprise 120 years. At that time the Nephilim appeared on earth, as well as later, after the sons of heaven had intercourse with the daughters of man, who bore them sons. They were the heroes of old, the men of renown. Warning of the Flood. When the Lord saw how great was man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived was ever anything but evil, he regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, I will wipe out from the earth the men whom I have created, and not only the men, but also the beasts, and the creeping things, and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. These are the descendants of Noah. Noah, a good man and blameless in that age, for he walked with God, begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In the eyes of God, the earth was corrupt and full of lawlessness. When God saw how corrupt the earth had become, since all mortals led depraved lives on earth, he said to Noah, I have decided to put an end to all mortals on earth. The earth is full of lawlessness because of them, so I will destroy them and all life on earth. Preparation for the Flood. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Put various compartments in it, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you shall build it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Make an opening for daylight in the ark, and finish the ark a cubit above it. Put an entrance in the side of the ark, which you shall make with bottom, second, and third decks. I, on my part, am about to bring the flood waters on the earth, to destroy everywhere all creatures in which there is the breath of life. Everything on earth shall perish. But with you I will establish my covenant. You and your sons, your wife and your sons' wives shall go into the ark. Of all other living creatures, you shall bring 2 into the ark, 1 male and 1 female, that you may keep them alive with you. Of all kinds of birds, of all kinds of beasts, and of all kinds of creeping things, 2 of each shall come into the ark with you to stay alive. Moreover, you are to provide yourself with all the food that is to be eaten, and store it away, that it may serve as provisions for you and for them. This Noah did. He carried out all the commands that God gave him.